fucking going live. All right. This is fine. All right. Welcome to TGS Presents. We are here to discuss the March Madness bracket. I am Ted Flynn. I'm joined by Jake Voss. We are here with Jack Fitzpatrick. He's a social media manager at DRF Sportsbook. You might have heard them on our friends at Iowa Everywhere. It is a brand new sportsbook here in Iowa going on about 2 months. I really enjoy using it. I know Jake has been on it too. They have a great buy-in bonus. I believe you get a $250 instant match on your first initial deposit. And if there's no better time to do that, it is definitely March Madness. You know, we're going to go through the bracket. We're going to have some fun with it. We're going to discuss some lines. We're going to discuss some like long-term favorites, things of that nature to maybe you can bet on. Or you just want to listen to us go through the bracket because, you know, you can never have enough bracket podcasts. So you can get to the point where on Wednesday morning, you can just hate yourself as you change and switch that 8-9 matchup for the 38th time while you're wondering why your work's backing up and why your children hate. All right. So, Jack, you are, like I said, the social media manager at DRF Sportsbook. You're here in the Iowa going on, what, 2 months? Are we at 2 months yet? When did you guys join us here?
We've been in Iowa. So we've been in Iowa since January of 22, but we kind of really started a heavy push, especially with Iowa Everywhere and across the state a lot more recently. And we've really ramped some things up and have really tried to go into it all where we kind of brand ourselves as Iowa's local sports book. We're the only sports book, I think, in Iowa that we're only in Iowa. So been around since about January of 22. And this is going to be our, third March Madness where we've been in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, that's, I will say, what you guys have switched up and started doing this year has worked because, yeah, you know, like Ted referenced, I think we were both under the idea that it was just recently that you had been in, you know, been open. So
that shows the advertising works right there. I mean, just the fact that like we heard you on Iowa Everywhere and we went and checked it out, you know, that shows that that shit works, right? So that's awesome. Like I said, I really enjoy your app. Definitely better than Bill Hill. Whatever the fuck Caesars is called now. Fuck them forever.
Caesars into whatever it is now.
They're my moral enemy. Like to death. but yeah, so like Jake's gonna go through the bracket. We're gonna go through some teams. And also not gonna touch on all the games and all the seating, because if you listen to this for the first time, I tend to talk too much and we would never leave. So we're going through some lines that we like, some like the future bets. Talk about how people are going to like, I'm going to talk about it right now. Just, I need to get this off my chest. This bullshit of Iowa State being like, oh, it's in the East, it's UConn, all the shit. We just killed Houston and Iowa State fans, me included, up until like today when I can, like, we just can't never be happy. Like, we can never be happy. Like, just say we're going to fuck people up, right? We should feel like that, right? As a team. I mean, you're JMU. You should, like, you're mad, right? A 12 seed, right? 13?
No, that Wisconsin draw is fantastic.
Yes, we're 12 the draw is great for JMU.
You love a 5-12. Yeah. I mean, then if we beat Wisconsin, you got Vermont or Duke. Yeah. The Dukes versus Duke. It's going to be sponsored by Duke Mayo. So, you know, everything's going. I love being a 12. I can see as Cyclone fans how you guys can be mad with Iowa State, especially because then if you win that game, you're likely playing Drake. So you don't love an in-state kind of showdown like that early on. Yeah, exactly. Like early on,
most of us did.
That's kind of the vibe of except for the Hawkeyes. Hawkeyes Cyclones,
yeah,
not the same. But that's a bummer draw. And then you got UConn up there. You got BYU. That East, be facing off against
that
BYU.
East, that East is brutal. And we'll talk about it. But it's definitely brutal.
If we get UConn, we're in the Elite Eight. That's only happened one other time in our lives. One other time, maybe. Period. I think it's it. So can we complain about it? Like, I mean, you're there.
That's like, one more time.
Anytime you make it to the Elite Eight, you're going to play somebody good, right? So that's why I don't get too carried away on that. But
you'd have to beat UConn at some point.
Has JMU ever made it? I was watching like upset videos yesterday or this weekend while I was in Kansas City, and they appear in a couple of them, but I couldn't remember exactly where some of those were.
Yeah, the last time JMU made the tournament was back in 2013. And they were a play-in 16 seed, so really electric stuff. They won that play-in game, then got boat raced by, I believe, Indiana in the round of 64. Okay. They had a few runs in the 80s, kind of one of their one of the hang the banner moments for us JMU fans is that we almost beat MJ's Tar Heels.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Well, as Iowa State fans, we can definitely attest to the almost wins. Almost. If it wasn't for the double foul against Michigan State. If it wasn't for Aaron fucking Kraft. Fuck that guy. Setcha. We have a line. But all right. Like I said, we were here at the tailgate side. I forgot that part. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, and not Stitcher. Stitcher's dead.
One day you might break that habit after
iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. I think we're on Amazon Music. Everyone uses Amazon Music. I think
anywhere you get your podcasts.
So and go to tailgateside.com. Amazing written content there occasionally. So, all right, Jake, you're going to pull the bracket up. I'm going to pull up the sports book. We're going to go through a few of these games and see what lines we can find that we like.
Sure. So for sake of fandoms, we'll probably dive a little deeper into some of the other regions, but we'll start in the West with the one seed North Carolina playing Howard or Wagner. Wagner is the worst team to make the field of 68 on KenPom at 293.
You immediately pick a game we can't bet yet because the team's not set.
Listen, I'm just starting at the top of the region on the bracket. I personally, as uninspired. It's uninspiring as that UNC team is to me. I mean, I don't think they struggle. Armando Bacot is what he is when he wants to be. So that's just kind of where I fall on that. I don't think that's probably much of an upset risk, but
no. So just because I love like making Jake stress and making his life harder, I almost feel like we should go in order of the games as they start on Thursday morning. Cause that's when like people are going to be betting the games like, point stop.
Ted, DRF, this is not what we discussed.
I'm just saying
there are multiple ways.
I can't find these games because we're all over this goddamn sportsbook if we're not going by time.
All right, so you want to go
command
by
control F really helpful function.
So
yeah, I know, but we discussed how Zoom was not letting me pull it up on the internet. So
you want me to go by the list of DRF's of the start the books list? Yeah, I can do that. So thank Duquesne, BYU. Or no, Michigan State, Mississippi State is the first one on the list. Is that what you've got, Ted?
Yeah, that's what I got. Thank you for repeating me and my small brain.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got 11:15 a.m. I don't know where this game's at, but it's Michigan State versus Mississippi State. Surely on the bracket somewhere shows the town. See, I'm including you. Doesn't show the town, does it?
Yeah, buddy, but I got to flip back and forth and find it. It doesn't show the town either, so... You're making this way harder for
where
me.
Where the hell they're playing
it is,
at?
It is in the West bracket. It's in the West region. Now that means nothing for this first week.
Yes, that is the West region.
Out West.
8-9 game.
All right. So I'm always just gonna like what's this? We got Mississippi State is a pick. That's basically a pick 'em. Mississippi State is a small underdog, 130-30 on the over. I just gonna take +100 Mississippi State because I don't like Michigan State for obvious reasons. I don't give a shit about Michigan State in March and all this other bullshit, which Jake's already shaking his head at.
The only thing I have a thought about on this is coaching matchup. It's Izzo. Like an 8-9 game, I'm probably going to just lean Izzo. That's all there is to it. I don't have a lot of feelings other than that.
Yeah, and Michigan State is favored. KenPom likes him to win the game. They have an experienced group. I like the Spartans.
All right. Well, you know, that's fine. That's fine. You guys can be wrong together. And that game's in Charlotte.
Boom.
You should have known that. Were you on that, Jack?
I should have. That stadium from where I am right now is about a mile and a half. So I might just walk on down there on Thursday morning.
You're in Charlotte.
Yeah. And he didn't know that. We picked the wrong person. That's fine. Yeah, I'm joking. All right. Moving on. So this is a BYU's playing a team that I can't pronounce. Duquesne. Don't even know where the
Duquesne
fuck that's
University.
At.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Right? Yeah.
So that's
Fighting
also
Dukes.
That's a 6-11 matchup.
Where's that? Is that in the Midwest? I could swear to saw it. I thought that was in Salt Lake City. Is that not in Salt Lake City? Anyways, it's somewhere. So BYU is I've already noticed on a few things. BYU's
that's
getting
an
like
Omaha game. Sorry.
Oh, that's on us. We should have known that. All right. BYU is already becoming a sleeper pick in this whole thing. I've already seen that on the Sweet 16. I've seen it in the Elite Eight on a few things. They're a 9.5-point favorite. I did see in what little research I have done that the town, that school from Pittsburgh, who I can't pronounce,
Duquesne,
is woefully like overranked or overseeded. Have you guys seen that? Like,
yeah, they are. They are the worst net ranking in terms of teams on that 11 line. And it kind of has come out that VCU was expected to win the Atlantic 10 championship. When they lost, they didn't have a contingency bracket. So they essentially, the committee slotted Duquesne in. And then also that adds into BYU is kind of underseeded because BYU can't play on Sundays.
Yes.
So then that impacted where they could play. So BYU then fell from the 5-seed line to a 6-seed line. So this has the makings of a BYU blowout.
Yeah, right. That BYU team, it's very reminiscent as Iowa State fans of Hoiball. Like, that's kind of how they play. They've got Ali Khalifa playing kind of point forward, point center. He's impressive. He's great.
He started his collegiate career right here in Charlotte. He played up at UNC Charlotte for 3 years. I watched him front row multiple games. Kid is a monster.
Yeah, so that team can be a nightmare to play, but that team can also lose to about anybody. I don't necessarily think that this game, the first game, is a concern, but it wouldn't surprise me if they go play anybody else beyond that and just can't hit it.
Especially in Omaha. And I don't know how many Iowa State fans bought the all-session tickets, but they're not going to be for BYU. Sleepy time, 11:40 a.m. I mean, that's how those things happen. That's when they always hit. It's like, there'll be no crowd for BYU to rally about, you know. And I just hate, like, as an Iowa State fan, and I said, we're not doing this. We're all in Iowa State just steamrolling people. BYU being the 6th seed because of Sundays, a team that Iowa State has had trouble beating, is just Iowa State luck to
a team. It's rather interesting. I think it's odd that they somehow benefit from it. The interesting part about that is I heard potentially that Gonzaga actually got bumped up due to that. They were the team that they swapped. And interestingly enough, is that probably seeded Gonzaga more properly where they should be based on kind of the metrics. They were pretty lowly seeded based on their analytics and stuff like that. So it is kind of weird that it probably helps BYU, but probably seeded Gonzaga more properly on that. So yeah, I think BYU, I'm really intrigued to see what their tournament looks like. That'll be a team even outside of Big 12 conference that I'm just – those teams are always interesting, right? The potentially hang 90 on you, but
yeah,
you know, maybe they miss shots and they can't score 60. So
ideally it ends very dry in about 1:45 on Thursday afternoon. Nice. So ideally. All right. We're not going to do all the games. I'm just going to bounce around to the Big 10, Big 12 games. Just kind of see if you just like more people might be interested. I'm sure somewhere someone's screaming about the Creighton game. I don't care. Morehead State versus Illinois. Morehead State's a 12-point favorite, and Morehead State also made a ton of money in the late 90s for all those hat sales. You know, but anyways, I'm old enough. You guys are both kids. You don't get that joke. Fucking Utes. Apparently, Morehead State's in North Dakota. Found that out. Did you guys know that?
Nope.
So,
are they?
Anyway, in one of the Dakotas. Don't track record.
He's going to double-check you right now.
It is, you better be right. All right. It is so far away from a Dakota. I want to know your source. It's Kentucky.
What?
So, the best part about this is one of the running jokes we had for a long time with Ted was he would get asked random schools and their locations. And
I don't think that's right. I'm pretty sure I've seen that sign somewhere.
They're playing they're also playing in Omaha, by the way.
Morehead State
College. Morehead State's in Kentucky.
Fuck you if it is. All right.
Yeah. I respect it. I respect passion to say that it is a Dakota.
With pure just conviction.
It's in the Dakotas. You went full on Cardinal Rose direction. It is North Dakota.
Daniel Boone Forest. Well, that probably tracks.
Anyway,
Illinois is a 12-point favorite. It just won the Big Ten tournament. I imagine it's going to run away with this. Over under is 147. This is a 210 game. I feel like this is going to be in Charlotte also, seems
it's
like.
In Omaha.
I'm going to get something right. It's going to happen. I'm going to shock you guys. Anyways, I also knew that Illinois was in Omaha because people were talking about them buying tickets. All right. I think
I don't have much feeling on this other than I don't really like Illinois that much. They're pretty uninspiring to me as well, but I don't. And yeah, I think they win it fine. I don't think it's too much of an upset risk, but.
Yeah, I agree. Fighting Illini.
Omaha's is right there. It's a hell of a lot closer to North Dakota than Morehead State.
What state is Illinois in?
It's in the state of Chicago. Oh.
Why do we invite new people? Can we just why do we? All right, whatever. I have enough. My good friend says I have enough friends. And anyways, all right, moving down here so I get interested in something that I see. All right, so South Carolina has Oregon. That is basically a pick'em. South Carolina is a 1.5 point.
That's favorite. Actually that's an interesting one.
Yeah. Right.
So South Carolina's kind of struggled away from home a little bit this year, and it benefits them that this isn't necessarily a true road game, but at the same time, leaving the comfy confines of Columbia, South Carolina might give them a little bit of issues. Oregon, feisty. That could be a fun one.
Yeah, it's in Pittsburgh, so like I don't think either team probably gets much of a fan huge contingency advantage there. I don't really know how to feel about either of them. I mean,
3 o'clock it's kind of interesting. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's interesting that Oregon, you know, Oregon wins that tournament. That was, no matter what, that championship game was going to be a bid stealer game. I've got Oregon picked right now, but that's just kind of a momentum thing. I don't know exactly. I'll have to, you know, it's Monday. I'll have to look a little, probably more at some of the things in that game to really know, but. That's kind of where I fall on it.
It is hilarious to me, like how like these guys on ESPN, CBS Sports, and other like how they frame stuff. So like I've heard now more than once, well, South Carolina, they won that championship, they gave it all they got, now they got right. And it's like how, but yet other teams win their championship, and they're like, oh, they're going hot, they're fine. Like it's just it's amazing, like they pick and choose that, right? But South Carolina, they have that, they do all 5 days. Is that one of those they won from the first round and won multiple games, or am I getting that confused with someone else?
NC State did that five games in a row.
Okay, maybe that's who they're talking about when they're talking about who's going to. Oh, that's who it is. Yeah.
I think, yeah, I don't think that's about the only, speaking of NC State, I think scenarios like that are about the only time I would probably buy into the, you know, played a lot to get here type of thing over momentum. That's a lot of games. It's impressive to do, but.
Yeah.
Okay. I might be confusing South Carolina and North Carolina when I heard that, too tired to go on, but you know, that's fine. It happens. All right. So let's get to this game, the game that I'm curious to see how, as someone who's not from here, South Dakota State at Iowa State. Iowa State is now currently at 16.
I was like 16
on DRF.
Yeah.
So where do you fall on this, Jack? Like I said, you're an outsider. I mean, you're kind of an outsider, but you said you deal with a lot of Iowa people here, Iowa media members. Like, Do you buy that they got screwed? Do you buy that they gained in the system? Do you care?
Like, I think all of this Big 12 has gained the system talk needs to stop. And it's the most idiotic thing, because if Iowa State and the Big 12 gained the system, we'd be looking at the Cyclones as a one seed. They're a two seed. They got a terrible draw. And people are still mad that the Big 12, quote unquote, gained the system. No, they didn't. They played trash teams. Is that they did that. And it really grinds my gears, because out here on the East Coast, you got a lot of ACC members who are like, look at what the Big 12 did. And it's like the ACC, as a JMU fan, refuses to schedule the Dukes for the same reason. I'm sorry that the Big 12 did it better and you guys failed at trying to game the system. Who cares?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. A lot of the Iowa State draws a lot of the ire because they're, you know, finished second. So they're like towards the top of the conference. And, you know, second part of that is they had by far the worst, like, non-conference schedule.
Yeah.
But the interesting part about that is they play Iowa every year, Iowa NIT team. Played VCU, played DePaul.
It's not their fault that DePaul is
like,
shit.
The Power Five teams that they play did play in the non-conference were all not good to very bad. So if those teams would have been better, they probably would have had more of a like top 200 non-conference strength of schedule, which would be a lot more comparable to a non-blue blood non-conference, yeah. Right?
Like, you know,
it's that's what pisses me off about it. Not necessarily, and also Iowa State fan talking as well. We didn't know what this team was going to be, and TJ probably scheduled it trying to be make it such that they could figure stuff out. Right? It's like we don't need a top 100 non-con. Yeah. Like we needed especially a shitty non-con to figure it out.
They're saying that they'd rather you lose to good teams and beat bad teams. I'm like, what? And like, but also they say it's a full year's worth of shit. Iowa State's strength of schedule on the year is 20. So if it's a full year worth of data, we're 20.
Yeah.
So then what is it?
But the issue to play devil's advocate here and kind of what the crux of the argument is your strength of schedule is 20 because majority of your games came against Big 12 members, yeah, who've also gamed the system because they're all playing sub 200 Kenpom games.
I mean, once you get into playing each other, you can't like if you're all top 30, then it's not going to change any or whatever.
You got to look at your non-conference strength of schedule because Iowa State did play Green Bay, Lindenwood, Idaho State, Grambling, DePaul, Prairie View A&M, Florida A&M, cool Eastern Illinois. They all suck.
They beat those guys by an average of 25 points or so, yeah, give or take.
Which is they what also you have beat to
the,
do.
They also beat the so-called best team in the country by 28 on Saturday. And no one cares.
Yeah.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm here. I'm saying I picked him to win the Big 12. I'm in your guys' camp. I love the Cyclones. But I will play devil's advocate.
Not a single expert will put Houston in their final four now. Not a single one.
Ted just has to air his grievances.
If Houston beat Iowa State, Houston is in everybody's final four.
All right.
They are my national champion.
All right.
Scare Jack.
All right. He's in.
So
we've done that.
I'm done. But just. I'm grumpy about it. It's fine.
If it makes you feel better, I do have an Iowa State Houston rematch in the national championship.
Ooh,
no,
give me that.
That makes me.
But the issue is, I think Houston holds a grudge and can figure out the Iowa State defense. But that's a podcast for a few weeks from now.
They held a grudge after
beating
the Rams.
If that comes true, then we'll have you back on.
We've played Houston three times now, right?
Yeah, and you're 2-1, right?
Yes. All right, that's fine. I'll take it. I'll take the rematch. Give me it. I'll sign up right now. Give me the rematch. I'm in. It's kind of like, anyways. All right, we're off. All right, we're gonna do better. We're gonna do better going forward. We're not gonna do better. Samford. Wait. Hang on.
NC State, Texas Tech.
We didn't even talk about the Iowa State game. We just got all angry at each other. Oh, so it's a 16
Iowa State
point.
Will crush. I think Iowa State will make it to the Final Four.
Yeah, like I said, you've been following me on Twitter. It's my son's play that night, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm watching the play. I'm there, second row. If Iowa State loses, I don't want to watch it anyways. So I just assume I watch the play, and I come out, and it's like, oh, we won by 20 or 15. Like, I don't want to watch us win by 4. That sounds like hell. I'd rather just see the score. Anyways, we're gonna crush them. Do we care about St. Peter or Tennessee?
No.
Anybody? I think Tennessee will make a run, but that game is not fun.
No. It's a 21-point spread for a reason.
Yeah.
So NC State at Tech. Is NC State the one that played 5 games in 5 days?
They got the big boy down low, too. Like the
He was impressive.
Yeah, and I think
against
he Baycott, is
he was impressive.
As a fellow big boy, I've played if I've ever played a high-level Division I basketball game for 5 days in a row, I would be gassed for 2 weeks.
And they get a Thursday game. That's kind of a kick in the teeth, right? Immediate Thursday game, early Thursday game.
That's what it is.
Texas Tech is a 5-point favorite. Over-under is 145.5. This is 8:40 on Thursday night. So I guess it's not that bad.
In Pittsburgh.
This game, I don't know if you guys remember Georgetown, Colorado 2 years ago when Georgetown had run the table in the Big East tournament. They were a trendy, I think, 13 seed to upset Colorado. Colorado went in and beat them like 90-50. This gives me that vibe.
Feels,
I love Texas Tech in this spot.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's hard when you have a team that like NC State starts so low because of how they've played through the year, has to make that run. And then you go play a team that's just better than you and you don't have enough time to recover. Like,
yeah,
that's, I think I would agree with you. I've got Tech. I don't know that I don't know. I might actually play Tech and give the points there. That's one I do think I agree with you. NC State's just going to be out too, too gassed. You just can't recover, travel, all that stuff put together.
Okay.
Ted, what do you think? Anything?
I'm just going to take the Big 12. So my homework.
Fair enough.
Because I know if the Big 12 doesn't show up, then we're going to hear fucking, oh, I told you they weren't any good. Like,
yeah. As if the tournament is the best predictor of.
Yeah, the Big 12 has eight teams in. We need at least four in the Sweet 16 for him not to say that.
Probably.
All right, Samford versus Kansas. Kansas is a 7-point favorite. The over-under is. It went away.
Samford.
Over-under is 154. Samford is a 7-point underdog.
Yes. Samford. Yeah. Money line.
Yeah, I think they're going to win the game. I don't know where that is. That
so
in Connecticut?
I have, if I'm going to pick up.
It's in South Carolina.
Yeah, it's in Salt Lake City. Samford. Sorry. Sorry, the game is in Salt Lake City. I don't know. Yeah, Samford. I have no idea where the hell Samford is.
Apparently it's in South Carolina.
Let me triple check that, but I'm 99% sure it's in South Carolina.
Are we sure it's not in North Dakota?
I would trust
you. Oh, it's in Alabama. It is in Alabama.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So yeah, I have that picked in my bracket as an upset. If I'm gonna pick a 4-13, I think that's the one I probably like the most. Kansas is this year's Kansas has been one of the most interesting and intriguing teams I've ever watched, because I've watched them at full strength look like a team that it would not surprise me if they made the Final Four, if they made a championship game, but they have zero depth and they just sat their two probably most important players through the tournament due to nagging injury or injury. If they don't come out well, if they look sluggish, or if they're just not healthy. I mean, McCuller, his injury's just been ongoing. Dickinson, I don't know what his shoulder is going to look like. Maybe he's just not healthy either. If they come out and look crisp, they'll have no problem. But I'm thinking that they at the least come out slow, and maybe that ends up in a crowd that's cheering against them. Samford gets up type of thing. You get an upset. But I have it picked in my bracket, but either way wouldn't necessarily surprise me. What do you think, Ted?
Well, I mean, I hate Kansas, so if they could lose immediately, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And then I unplugged my phone and I lost my thing. It's fine. So Samford from South Carolina. Yeah, I mean.
Alabama. I led you astray. That's on me. I'll take full responsibility.
So you can't do that, because then I'm just going to lean on it. Yeah, I mean, I think that if you like, and honestly, I think there's a lot of value in just taking the +7, because people are gonna bet. I mean, or just knowing, just wait, man, wait till hour four kick. I bet that moves, because the money, like the idiot, like just random fans are just gonna toss on Kansas. They're gonna see Kansas as a 7-point favorite and just bet it, right? And it's a pretty good window. How much is that game?
8:55 on Thursday, 9 o'clock Thursday night.
Yeah. I'll be getting out of the play. But anyways, yeah, it's a good spot for that. I mean, what else are you going to watch? Drake versus Washington State? Probably.
That's the next one. I'm curious to see what Jack thinks about that game.
I love Drake.
Yeah.
And I'm not just trying to hype up coming on an Iowa State podcast and talk. I think Drake's a legit squad. I picked him to win the Missouri Valley to take down Indiana State before they even started the Missouri Valley. I think DeVries is a star there. I got a few double digits that I really like, three of them to be exact. JMU, of course, Drake is the other one, and Boise State's the third.
Yeah, I think, like we said kind of before we started, I think a lot of people around here hated that draw, not only the Iowa State versus Drake thing, but it's like one of them has to lose, and especially like being an Iowa State fan. I'm also like, I like Drake, I like Darren DeVries. Tucker is great. I'm really interested to see like his future, whether he's still in college next year type of thing. I wanted to see them be like a Sweet 16 team. Now I don't want to see that at all. And it wouldn't necessarily, and also it wouldn't surprise me if they could do that. So yeah, Drake for me, I don't remember. Let me click over.
They're a 2-point favorite right now.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I thought they were like a slight favorite, which doesn't surprise me. I think that's fair, especially in a matchup like that. Yeah, give me Drake. Give me Tucker to be the best player on the court by far in that game.
I think they might even have that. the coaching advantage too.
Oh yeah. I think Darren DeVries, Darren is great. I think if he wants to be at a Power Five job next year, he can be. I think he's probably going to be a little selective.
Our hell is him going to Iowa.
Yeah.
I've seen that floated.
Yep.
So why?
I think that's the smart decision for Iowa.
McCaffrey should come back and finish the story.
We'll see how that goes and moving forward, but yeah.
Real side note, while we're talking, I had the Jay Billis bracket up and I sat in the glance that he has UConn over Purdue.
Real,
one versus one.
Who
just
in the hell at this point is picking Purdue?
How brave of him.
I have Purdue losing on Saturday, or when do they play? I guess.
Listen,
round of 32, the second game.
There is an interesting case to be said as like if Purdue gets to the second weekend and they get over the hump type of thing. They're good enough that I think that if you get beyond like the mental thing, you can probably pick them. But like, I'm certainly not going to depend on them going super deep.
I was just thinking about how brave of it was of him to pick 2-1 seeds in the final.
Yeah.
All right. No, I'm picking Wazoo. Sorry. I love Drake, but wow. Even though like, here's the thing, man, like Drake is actually a better matchup. And honestly, like you can make an argument that like, Iowa State playing Drake is better for Iowa State. A, they're a better matchup, and A, they'd have their attention, right? I mean, anyone's gonna have their attention. But
yeah, I don't worry.
If
about
you can't
the
get up for the team,
thing.
I know, but like the extra, like we're not gonna lose the guys down the street, right? But also, like I don't know if you know this, Jack. Iowa State doesn't play Drake anymore. Iowa doesn't play Drake.
Does Jack know that we used to play in the Hy-Vee Classic or Big Four Classic in Des Moines? We used to all.
I didn't. So. Was it like in Iowa, like all the schools, like Northern Iowa, Drake and Iowa and Iowa State would come together and play? And so then you guys stopped because they got too good.
They used to have kind of a tournament in.
Used to have a head and head, one and one. They used to go back and forth.
It used to be Iowa State and Iowa played Drake and UNI in Des Moines. It wasn't actually a tournament, but they did the thing where they played each other.
And before that, we would play them at Drake and at UNI.
They used to, before then, they used to do that. Then a school that's not Iowa State decided they didn't want to do the Big Four Classic anymore, and that isn't talked about so
because,
much.
Because Iowa State, the school that's not Iowa State, their coach got tossed out of a game in the Big Four Classic.
Do we not say this other team's name? Is this thing?
We've been told that we hate Iowa too much. We're just trying to be polite that Fran McCaffrey got tossed from the UNI game and then vowed not to ever play him again.
Iowa decided they didn't want to play the Big Four Classic anymore. But nobody actually talks about that being the reason. So,
and then that gave Pollard an out because if Iowa's not going to play these guys, I'm not going to play them. And it's bullshit.
And they don't want to play a home and home. The smaller schools don't want to do just a straight home or don't want to do a 2-for-1. And the bigger schools don't want to, or at least Iowa State doesn't want to do a home and home. So they just don't play anymore, which really sucks.
Which I'm against that. Like I'm full on like, if you can't go win at Drake or win at UNI, then you lost. I'm sorry. Like you lost. I'm sorry. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But
As a mid-major proponent over here, no Virginia school will play JMU. The last time we played an in-state school was UVA. Tony Bennett honored a contract pre-COVID. Very nice of him. They came to JMU and we beat them. And that's going to end that.
And that'll be done.
The greatest, depending on how this team does this March, the greatest Iowa State team in history lost at Drake.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to win on the road in college basketball.
And it didn't stop them from going to the Elite Eight and getting fucked by
especially, and it's interesting to talk about, and you don't get this in the March Madness because the venues are similarly sized. Actually, they're bigger, so there's a little bit of a difference. But when you're talking about like a Power Five going to like a smaller school or whatever, that's got to be a weird like change in venue too. Because like I would imagine JMU, like their gym or their arena is like fairly small compared to like what a Virginia plays in at home or whatever. Right. So
yeah,
that's also a whole other thing of like doing that, you know, going to a smaller program that it's electric, but it's a different thing, right?
Yeah. It's different. It's smaller, but it's also more crazy. Mm-hmm. So you get you pack a smaller place. I think JMU's home place sits 6,000 or 7,000 and UVA sits around 10 to 12. I want to say
It's probably typical for,
So and you can make the argument size. That, of a team's good enough, they get better by playing in these venues and playing on the road and getting tough. But the rich fan base people are
can't give up that money for that home game, that home attendance, and risk
losing. And you can't hurt your net.
And
you
hurt your net. And I know, I mean, I'm in the minority. I don't know what Jake, but like, and I know in the group text, I'm in the minority about this. They like, they're like, if they can't play us at Hilton, I don't want to play them. And I get that mentality, but also, go win there, man. Let's have like win in that environment. Let's have
it's
fun.
It's an interesting conversation, that's for sure. And it sucks for the smaller schools for sure that it just does. It's just like almost a no win proposition for the bigger schools, and so they just don't do it.
I think these smaller schools though do have to swallow their pride. Sign a 2-for-1.
Yeah,
do it. Get that negotiation process started. Sign the 2-for-1. Maybe after you do 2-for-1, they'll ante up and do a 1-for-1. And you do something like that, I think these smaller schools are hurting, and it's going to hurt them, especially with this whole net era. And we just talked about gaming the net and everything. But if you're not willing to even play them, you're hurting yourself in the long run. Because for the JMUs, for the Drakes, for the UNIs of the world, you're then going to replace that game with a Morgan State, with a Prairie View A&M, which it doesn't help your net as much as it helps the Iowa State's net. So it's a whole, that could be a whole podcast.
Yeah, we might have to do that podcast alone. But
right. So. And Jake versus Drake, not Jake, is the last game on Thursday.
Yep, I'll be there.
Be real interesting. All right, you're going to be there?
Yeah, I bought tickets for the same session as Iowa State in Omaha.
You have to let me know like how many Iowa State fans root for Drake in that game, because I'm really curious how that goes.
I'm curious to see it too. I'm just gonna sit there and try and relax and watch some basketball and drink a beer. So
after a win,
well, hopefully you're relaxing
after a win.
Comfortable win. All right, moving on to Northwest Friday morning, 11:15 a.m. Northwestern versus Florida Atlantic. I got a Florida Atlantic shirt from the home field, the six free shirts or six shirt deal from Michigan March. Just signed up again. I look and it says owl on it, and everyone thinks my shirt says OWI, and I get all kinds of weird looks when I wear it. And at least like, because like it's like big OWL, like in big letters across the top, and I get stopped at least once every other time I wear it. Like, and goes, they stop and they look and they go, oh, that says OWI. And I'm like, why would I wear a shirt with a dunking owl that says OWI on it? Anyways,
that's in Barclays Center. Talk about change of venue and empty space behind the basket and stuff. That's,
I mean. Nets are terrible. They're probably used to empty space behind the basket. That is in New Jersey, right?
It's in Brooklyn.
Wow. It's in Brooklyn.
Okay, whatever. Same
brick. Ah, that's very different.
Miles Morales is going to spider kick in me and just kick in my teeth.
That's Queens.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Is he? Who's in Brooklyn? Which Spider-Man's in Brooklyn?
I'm pretty sure all Spider-Men are based out of Queens.
No, Miles is Brooklyn. Anyways.
I don't know. I don't have anything to contribute to that, to be honest with you.
All right, Northwestern is a 2.5-point underdog.
That's all I care. That's all I'm on.
And the under. Just like an under.
Sure. FAU is going to get blown out by UConn in the next round, so it won't matter.
I don't think it matters who wins.
People are trying to make that a thing, though.
Like FAU is bad this year. FAU still right. I get very heated about FAU. They're an 8 seed and they had 8 losses this year. Get out of here. You played in a trash ass conference.
All right.
JMU I'll get off.
I want to go on this. Would you rather JMU be an 8 seed? Would you rather JMU be an 8 seed?
No, I wouldn't. I didn't want an 8 or a 9.
Not based on the draw.
That because then you play in a 1 seed in the next round.
Eight 9 seed is awful. Yeah.
I do love JMUC, but I just think it's a joke that FAU, who has 8 losses, some bad losses, and you still get an 8 seed, which means they are an at large. Like so many things around the Owls.
Did an owl like attack your mother somewhere down the road? You're so angry.
Nah, there's some.
I mean, they're 41.
They get too much hype.
Which probably lines up or, I mean, yeah,
that's fine.
I just don't have any faith in Northwestern. I don't think that they're any, like they're really good at all. Like,
well, I hope on FAU that you're really angry when they make a Sweet 16 run, Jack, because that means they beat UConn.
If they do that,
please,
I will lose so much money.
please let them beat UConn and Auburn somehow and get to the Sweet 16.
Oh, now you're just being greedy. Just beat them, beat UConn, right?
Well, they're going to get to the Sweet 16. Oh, I guess that is a Sweet 16, isn't it?
All right. So, all right, Colgate, no idea where that's at, is versus Baylor.
Hamilton, New York. Beautiful campus. I've been up there. Great time. They let you bring your own six pack or your own cases of beer in for football games.
Hell yeah.
I mean, Kansas used to let you do that until they got good. And that's probably because Kansas people just wave you through the ticket thing in football. I went to a Kansas game 3 years ago. They didn't even check my ticket. They just waved me in. They're happy I was there.
Yeah, it's the whole the guy like at the gate, like security checking, but not actually checking anybody. That's
we lost a friend. He walked down to the luxury section because he just wasn't paying attention, and they didn't stop him there either. Colgate is a 14-point underdog. They're playing Baylor. Baylor's a 3 seed. Sure, Bears.
Yeah, I don't think care. I have much.
San Diego State, please beat UAB because fuck the Dragons. For obvious reasons. Anyone care about
New
Western
York, Baylor? Sorry, that's in Memphis. Yeah, I don't think there's any fan worry there for.
Oh, years. Didn't Baylor lose in Memphis at UAB year though against that team?
I have no idea.
That was a really great description.
Ohio State played UAB that year, but you know whatever. So San Diego State is also.
I knew what he meant, but.
And everyone else did too. All right.
As the outsider here, I did not. So I'll take my.
So UConn is a 26.5-point favorite for Stetson, which apparently is a cologne.
It's a hat.
Sure. Is a hat.
And that is why they are the Stetson Hatters.
Bullshit. Are they the Hatters?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Does Homefield sell them?
I gotta triple check this now because you guys are making me.
Oh, I just
it.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they're the Stetson Hatters.
Nice.
That is elite.
Surprised
but they're not going to make it
that.
Very far.
No,
yeah, pretty
that's
good.
Not a. I think that's a that UConn team is good enough to sleepwalk through a first round game in my.
All right,
opinion.
So let's discuss this though. Friday 2:10, New Mexico versus Clemson. Alford's team, New Mexico's Alford's team. They're a 2-point favorite. I've seen more than once now where like New Mexico's like the sleepy sleeper pick, you know, because like the Mountain West got slept on. I've also read a few things about how like they think the community basically fucked the Mountain West. They're like. Prove a point that they're not good by giving them shit games and being like, oh, look, they didn't win any because they had shitty seeds, but they didn't win any. So they're not actually good.
So they kind of did the same thing to the Mountain West. So the Mountain West
that's what I'm
was
saying,
by far the lowest seeded compared to Bracket Matrix. They were like 2 point, it's almost 2.5 seeds lower on average or something ridiculous. I think they also didn't have great non-conference in general. So the theory is that they and the Big 12 was second as far as like bracket matrix versus where they were actually seated. So the thought I believe is that that was kind of the committee basically doing the same thing to both saying, hey, you got to play a non-con for us to put you where you think you deserve to be. I'm going to probably try and lean on Mountain West schools. It's impressive. Like they had some really impressive teams this year for what they typically have. I've got New Mexico. I've picked New Mexico over Clemson at this point.
Well, Clemson ain't good. So, but
this
also,
go ahead. This is a classic case of New Mexico being underseeded and Clemson being overseeded, and it's going to result in New Mexico blowing them out. I have New Mexico making it to the Sweet 16. I think they beat Baylor in the round of 32.
I accept that because fuck Baylor forever. Also, two Mountain West teams are in the first four, the play-in game, and every year a play-in game team also wins the first round, seems like. I think it's at a high clip. So, just basically every year I just bet both of the play-in game winners, non-16 seeds, and they tend to win. I don't know if it hit last year, but it hits at like a pretty good clip. Don't check my math, please.
It does. It does.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. Like, there's almost always one of them that wins. I don't necessarily know if it's two. I don't necessarily think it's a Sweet 16, but I think it's always like one of them at least wins the first round.
It's gonna be Boise State this year. Boise State.
I hope so. We are.
Hey, shout out Tammy. Go Boise State.
Yeah, we're all about Boise. Yale versus Auburn. Just take the over. A&M versus Nebraska. I'm seeing A&M being pretty good here, but I can't go against Hoiberg because I want Fred to make the Sweet 16. So then he made one and Iowa never did.
God, yeah.
And that would just be glorious. I don't even know this, Jack. Iowa has not made the Sweet 16 since 1999.
I've seen that floating around.
Fran McCaffrey has not made a Sweet 16 in his 16
years.
But
they're so worried about Todd Licklider, which was 15 years ago. They'll never fire Fran. 15 years ago.
Jack's like, I don't know. I'm not in this rivalry.
Sure. I mean, he's like,
I know these names.
Yeah. The Hawkeyes have severely underplayed the last few seasons. Yep.
COVID probably saved them.
I honestly think not only do I want to see Fred have some success, also hopefully not more success than Iowa State this year in the tournament, but they're playing well. Like watching them later as the season's gone on, like late in the season, they've looked good. They haven't looked like a complete glass cannon. They have a little bit of that still, definitely, to where, you know, offense, no defense type of thing, but it's not fully that. I think I'll have them. I don't think they'll get past Houston, but I would have them probably winning at least the one game.
Which Nebraska has never won a game, right, in a tournament?
No, he would be the first coach to win an NCAA tournament game in Nebraska, which is another thing that, like, go Fred.
Go Fred.
They got some shooters. Bryce Williams, the Japanese Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. They got some guys.
What's the dude with all the hair? I don't know what his name is.
I don't know his name. Is?
Okay.
Just call him Harry.
I just know him. He's got a whole bunch of hair.
All right, so Vermont at Duke. I can only imagine that Biden's pulling some strings because he's everywhere. Pretty sure he's in the microchip that's in my arm from the shot. Duke is 11-point favorite, 132.5 this year. It's the total. I think Duke's going to win, but I want them to lose. I'm already seeing Duke in like an Elite Eight team because their name is Duke. And
yeah, I already picked my one. If I'm going to have a 4-13 upset on the bracket, which is Kansas, Duke's fine. I think.
All right, so what's that, Jack?
I'm also uninspired by Duke for the most part this year, but I don't think that they're upset alert by any means.
So the winner of this game gets JMU because JMU's winning. It's correct. Done.
Yep, correct.
Who do you want? You want Vermont or do you want the story?
I think both are a fun story, but I would love to take down Duke. But a nice mid-major matchup in the round of 32, a traditional mid-major power in Vermont. They're seemingly here every year. I believe they're out of the America East Conference.
Yeah, they're like every year in that range, right?
Yeah, they just dominate the – I also love the conference they come out of, the America East, not the American East. That's a whole nother story. But no, Duke. I would love to play Duke. I'd love to beat Kyle Filipowski.
Even though it might be easier to beat Vermont, you want Duke. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
March isn't for easy. March is where you make your name and you make stories.
Because so I can respect that. Because like if you're James Madison, you beat Wisconsin. All right. Well, that's a Wisconsin team that sucked the last part of the year other than, you know, what they did, you know, in the tournament. Then if Wisconsin's you get Vermont bad. And beat Vermont to go to the Sweet 16, everybody's like, well, you only beat Vermont to go to the Sweet 16. So I can respect that wanting to slay the giant of Duke. And
it's also this thing around this the area of the country I'm living in. JMU tries to schedule these people, kind of like Drake and Iowa State. JMU Bunch tries to schedule around North Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia. Let's go to South Carolina. Let's try Tennessee. No one will schedule us. They all coward will be shit. Like, we want a 2-for-1, whatever it is. Yeah, exactly. And so if we could play Duke in the round of 32 and beat them, it's very much vindicating.
It's like when Wichita State got Kansas a few years back, and Wichita State took them down, right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm pretty sure Wichita State won that game.
That's another good point. That's even like a – like hyper-regional thing that I respect that for sure. That'd be a lot of fun.
And that game's in Brooklyn, the JMU-Wisconsin game in Brooklyn.
Where Miles Morales is from.
Sure. The JMU-Duke game. JMU has a probably
he
not
yells
as large.
Brooklyn in the movie!
Easy. Does that mean that's where he's from? I thought it was Queens. Am I mixing up my Spider-Mans?
Yes.
Spider-Men, I guess?
Spider-Men's.
Spider-Man's, but it's in Brooklyn. It's a good, easy drive for JMU fans, for Duke fans. That could be a really fun second day, second game.
I like that, yeah.
Wait, it's how far away is that from Brooklyn? Am I just like not knowing my geography? JMU. Like, yeah,
JMU's about a 5.5 hour drive, probably a 1 hour flight, and probably a 4 hour train ride.
How Midwestern of you to be like, it's a quick little drive and it's a 5.5 hour drive. Like, no, it's just one gas station. We're good.
That's definitely how Midwesterners think about travel. That's for sure.
All right. So Charleston versus Alabama, 9.5-point favorite Alabama, over-under 173.5. You bet the over because it's there. Highest over under in a tournament game, I think, ever. It's up there.
So, it's two teams that play fast. It's two teams that know how to put the ball in the basket. It is going to be a great game. I like Charleston not to win, but to cover. I think the Fighting Pat Kelseys are going to give the Fighting Nate Oates all they can handle.
That is one of my, like, that'll be one of my most intriguing games, probably of the first round. Alabama can, yeah, like you said, I don't know much about Charleston, so you're learning me a little bit on that. They play the same style, it sounds like. I didn't really care what the style was. I think the fact that that's under 10 kind of tells you what potential you have there. Man, Alabama, yeah, they can score it, but it's that's that thing. If they have an off day, if they start missing shots, get behind, start pressing, get tight, they can't play fucking defense.
Where's that game at? Is even like Novak, if that's in an NBA arena, or like sight line's gonna be off and all that bullshit? You know,
That's in Washington, Spokane.
Oof, that's a long travel.
It's a trip for both of them, but yeah, that Alabama is one of those intriguing teams to me. I don't trust them at all. I don't trust them past the first round if they even get past the first round, just because. And hell, I mean, they're a team that if they just go on a run for 4 or 5 games, they could go a long way too. But when you don't play defense, if you have a bad day shooting the ball, it can go really bad really quick.
Charleston also does not play defense. Charleston is the 44th fastest team in the country in average possession length of 16.2 seconds. They don't turn the ball over either, so they're running up and down the court. Yep. They hold on to it at an extremely high rate, and then they just don't play defense. So, this could
176
be
176 on Ken Palm.
Yeah, this is going to be an electric game.
Give me that over. Doesn't matter whether they make shots or not. Give me the over.
Or if you want to, like, wait 5 minutes. I mean, because it's a new arena, they start slow and it drops 10 points, then slam it.
Yeah.
You know,
be a little day trader action.
You love me some in game bets. God, you love betting under 7 times.
Yeah, that'll be up and down the whole for, 2 hours. Right.
So this is my bet of the weekend. It's Friday night game, 8:20. Longwood, assuming that's in California.
Nope.
Fuck you.
It is in Virginia.
Do you surf in Virginia?
The Longwood Lancers, baby.
So they're right.
Farmville, Virginia.
They're playing Houston. Longwood team total under 50.5.
Yeah.
Of the weekend.
Yep.
Sicko under. Like, Houston's gonna shut them down. This is a get right game. I understand they could sleepwalk, but they gotta do it.
I mean, the total's in the 120s for a reason, right? Like, that's
the next game. It's like, it's love that's back to back with the Alabama game.
That projected is like a 70 something, 50 something. Houston wants to like really lock in, they won't score. Longwood won't score 50. That's just like that Houston defense is really, really good when they're locked in.
Wasting a name strength. Like Longwood on a school in Virginia. Garbage.
Wasting a name like Moorhead on a school in Kentucky.
It's also garbage. All right.
Or North Dakota, depending on who
JMU, you are. JMU 8:40 p.m. 9:40 Jack Fitzpatrick time. 5.5 point underdogs against Wisconsin.
Yeah, I hate this tip time. I have to regulate my alcohol intake all day. Years,
in 2019, we played Ohio State at 9:00 on a Friday. It was the angriest I've ever seen that group text when that game lost. Like, just calling people terrible names. So it's like 11:00 on a Friday. We've all been drinking all day. Feelings got hurt. Apologies had to happen the next day. 8:40. That's if the other game doesn't go long. What's the game before it?
It's going to go long.
Yeah,
this is March.
They always do.
So that's going to tip probably
like a 9:15
closer.
Is that 10:15? Tell me, if it's A&M Nebraska, yeah, that one could go long.
It's going to be hell. And
or Yale Auburn? Yeah.
That is such a late tip.
For you? Yeah. I mean,
when I saw that tip time come out, I thought it was a joke because I didn't think East Coast locations could tip past 9.
Yeah.
I thought, I was local. Like, oh, they mixed up the times. This should be a West Coast tip because that'd be a 6:40 local tip and a 9:40.
Wait, where is it at? Where's that game
Brooklyn.
At?
Brooklyn.
Oh,
it is a,
shit.
It's a
late game in Brooklyn.
It's going to be a 10:15 local tip.
Wow. Oh, that's fucking hilarious. New York doesn't sleep.
And right? Apparently neither does Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But it's going to be a good game. I got JMU with pulling the upset. Yeah. I think JMU matches up really well to get back on the basketball rails, not talking about the times of this one. All that, if it's in a vacuum, JMU matches up really well. They have very athletic forwards. Their front court should be able to give Wisconsin a lot of mismatches because Wisconsin, big, white, non-athletic. JMU, much more athletic, much quicker. They should be able to get past Steven Crow, the 7-footer in the middle for the Badgers. Wisconsin also trash at defending the three.
It's
one of the worst, one of the worst teams at doing that. JMU, one of the best three-point
That line is shocking. 5.5? That's crazy to me.
It's white. Wait, crazy to you.
Yeah, Wisconsin's white. We got it.
Crazy to you in which way?
That it should be like, I think it should be like 2.5. I
would agree that it, I would agree just because I'm not impressed by Wisconsin and I think JMU is good, but you have to remember, like, Vegas is trying to get 50-50.
What's the kimp I'm on that? I wonder.
It's about 5. Metrics love Wisconsin.
It's 5, 32% chance for JMU to win.
Also, I've seen BYU play twice now, so they do make big white athletic dudes. They're also like 27 and they're Mormon. But you know,
they're different over there in Utah. With Utah State
going on missions, changing the man. All right.
No, I think I agree. Even without, you know, being on the podcast with you, Jack, when I look at that, like just Wisconsin in general does not like they got so ranked so high and then just collapsed and have not been impressive outside of the couple performances they put together through the Big Ten tournament. Yeah. So. I would look for them against anybody that's a decent matchup for them or, you know, against them to not perform. So.
And the late window on Friday, if you're like invested, is the worst fucking window. Cause you just watched all these upsets happen. All these things happen for the last 36 hours. Right. And then you have to wait until your team plays. But also as someone who watched Iowa State use UAB at 1 p.m. on Thursday,
I thought it was like 11:15 that game.
Well, they started 11:15.
Oh, yeah.
The game ended.
Yep.
The opposite can be true.
Yeah, starting right away and just losing, getting upset is also not very much fun. We know that.
Yeah, so. But I'm just really worried about my Friday alcohol intake. I mean, I really have to monitor that. Because I'm going to be starting at noon.
All right. So, good, because this is our podcast. This is how we play. There's only 3 games left. I don't care. What is your game plan? As someone who drinks way too much, Jake can contest. He also enjoys his booze. What is your game plan for Friday?
Friday, going to take the day off of work. I got
that sounds like a train wreck. All right, I'm here for it. Let's go.
I got hopefully my bosses aren't listening to this. I got a bar scouted out with a friend of mine. We plan to Uber there at around noon. Set up our spot on the
already bar. Questioning your decisions. Okay, cool.
Setting up a spot on the bar, and we're going to be there from about noon to probably 9:30 at night. Maybe a change of scenery.
Are you planning on eating at least lunch before the bar? Are you getting the foundation set, or just like drink lunch, drink dinner, like having food in between there?
There will probably be food ordered in there. But again, I won't be getting that drunk because I do have to moderate because I'm a stress drinker. So
so good thing you're not in a situation or an establishment that encourages alcohol intake.
Once the game tips, things might start flowing pretty aggressively. But from the hours of noon, from noon to 9, probably a beer a half.
But we've already said that. It's 10 p.m. your time when this thing starts.
Yeah.
So
we'll manage. We'll get through it. But the plan is to set up at a bar.
You have a burner Twitter that I can follow on the side for your actual thoughts as the day goes on. You can just like slyly give it to me. It's fine.
You don't have to talk about it here. We can talk about it later, but
All burner thoughts are on the main Twitter. Oh. We'll see how the day goes.
Like, I'm from a town of about 2,400 people, and I was always like, you need to go to Vegas. You need to go. And like, I walk into my American Legion on this week, and they literally give me all three remotes. I have three TVs, and I just turn all three on, and I'm like, I'm content. I can watch three of my favorite games, and I'm happy. And my drinks cost me $4.50 with a tip. That's including the tip.
That's fair. My tab at the end of the day is going to be, I have to take
a second. What's higher, the tab or Alabama point total?
Ooh, now this is a good prop bet, folks.
That's a fun prop.
What's the over under for that one?
173. I bet their
my team my total. Tab will be under that.
I said team total for Alabama.
If we team total for Alabama itself,
are you breaking a Benjamin on the tab? Because
if it's lunch and dinner at the same bar,
yeah, if you're doing
food, then
team
yes.
total Alabama is 92.5.
Yeah,
I also feel like I have to tip heavily if I'm there.
If you're sitting there for
three bartenders,
well, you have to tip twice because at some point they're gonna switch people and they'll close your tab out.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep. Yeah. So there's
you're gonna need that first person to get some cash.
I may go cheap though and just order a bucket of Bud.
Oh, man, I don't know what that costs in a town like your size. What's that cost?
That would be five Bud Lights for probably $15.
That's not bad at all, man. I'll take that. Why cheap whenever hell Jake was drinking in Power and Light District this weekend.
Oof.
Like, so 18, I'm just saying like
20
that.
$20 a beer.
What?
Oh yeah, in Kansas City at the Power and Light District outside of the T-Mobile Center.
It's like it's like a strip mall bars next to the arena.
It's so much fun. But yeah,
were they the big boy cans?
Depending on what it is, yeah. I mean the like 18, 20 bucks is like a 24-ounce cup or like
okay.
It's not like a 12-ounce or even a 16, but yeah.
Okay.
It's basically stadium prices there, yeah, Power and Light. It's wild, but it's a fantastic time.
Well, I'm hoping that they win. I hope you have fun. I hope that you end up happier than we all did on that night when Iowa State lost to Ohio State in fucking Tulsa.
You know, I hope this weekend we all are celebrating some massive wins.
I'm like I said, I'm all about like just being cocky. Now, Iowa State's not gonna be no one's gonna be within 10 points of Iowa State in Omaha. I don't think it's gonna happen. I can hear the play. It's like it's gonna be a home team. Like Drake doesn't have any fans. I love Drake, but they're not going to have 1,000 people in that arena. If they win that first game.
Yeah. The only thing to go with that, or against that is the fact that, DeVries came from Creighton. There's a lot of like Creighton fans that were able to buy tickets beforehand. They might have tickets and like be there cheering for Drake. And then I don't know what that looks like, you know, for the first session for the first game for Iowa State, but I don't worry about Iowa State fans showing up, you know, 2 hours away from where they live to go to a tournament game. I think it'll be just fine for fan support. So
yeah, right. That's a nice draw.
Yeah.
All right. So TCU versus Utah State. So we don't care because neither one of these fan bases drink. So fuck them.
That's Utah a super State. Close spread though. 3.5.
I think Utah State makes it the Sweet 16. I got them upsetting Purdue.
I would laugh. That would be hilarious. That would be great.
Which sucks because Matt Painter seems like a real good dude, right? That's the worst part.
Do any college coaches actually look like seem like good people? You gotta be a little
TJ
little
seems
messed
like
up.
The kind of guy that would shake me in the back of an alleyway and not even fucking think twice about it.
TJ Otzelberger would hold me upside down and get my lunch money.
Our hair would look just like his after we all got dipped in that toilet. He's definitely a Dapper Dan man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have strong feelings either way on this game, to be honest with you.
Either way, but I don't have a lot of faith. 9 p.m. on a Friday, I'm betting the shit out of it.
Yeah.
What if I told you Utah State's coach's last name is Sprinkle? That's a cool name.
I'm in.
Cool is not the first word I thought of to describe that last name.
That man got some toilet hair in his kid. Yeah.
What's his first name? Sorry.
Danny.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
I was
going to
guess
shit kicked out of him. That shit got the shit kicked out of him. So Grand Canyon, last game of the weekend on Friday night, last game of opening round. They are a 5.5-point favorite over St. Mary's. I didn't know Grand Canyon had a basketball team. I thought they were online school. I'm just going to take Grand Canyon. I'm just going to take it and be like, why not? Well, St. Mary's a 5 seed, 4 seed?
They're 5.
Yeah. Last year is the first year in forever that no 12 seeds won, right? So.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I have St. Mary's making it to the Sweet 16, so I will respectfully.
Oh, you and your goddamn mid-major brethren.
Love Randy Bennett.
The for-profit University of Grand Canyon.
I have to vehemently always.
Way to hate on the poors, Jack. For-profit University.
I always pick against Grand Canyon and Liberty.
Oh, are they one them?
Oh, yeah. Fuck Liberty. But
are they like Liberty? Then yeah, then fuck them. Let's go see. Yeah,
they are. They're Liberty 2.0.
Really? I didn't actually know that.
I'm 99% sure. I've gotten in trouble before for saying some outlandish things about people on podcasts.
Well,
we're
here in Iowa, so we probably should just cut this in bed. We'll get stabbed. All right. So anyway, we've gone to the first round. Real quick, is there any, like, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I'm pretty sure we're over the Tom Danielson line. Is there any, like, teams that, like, you think are going to make a run besides, like, JMU?
Yeah, some of your favorite teams or any teams that are
or like, under the radar. Or a team, what about this? Fuck, you know, everyone does that shit. All right, I'm going to change it up. Tell me who you're rooting against. Who do you want to have a shitty March?
Purdue.
What did they do to you? Are you going to explain what Purdue did to you? Do you not like tall people? Like,
they've burned me too many times. I've gone to the Purdue well each of the last 3 years. And they've yet to follow through. And so this is the year I'm fading them into oblivion. And of course, this is going to be the year that they win it all.
So Purdue is your Jaeger.
Have fun. It'll probably.
Purdue is your Jaeger. You've done to it too many times. And it keeps hurting you. And you just keep going back and you're done. You're done with it. Purdue is Jaegermeister. That's the quote in this game.
Who else do I hate?
I don't really tell us.
UVA. Oh, screw the Cavaliers. They did not deserve a bid. Get them out of this field. Put Indiana State in that play-in.
Hey, they. I was going to say, they probably won't even play Texas. I think Colorado State beats UVA, but.
Screw UVA. They are the worst. Their fans are terrible. They think they deserve the world. Tony Bennett isn't a good coach, and everyone worships the ground he walks on.
Very attractive looking, though. Coach.
Sure, I don't care. He doesn't put together a competitive team.
But he did give us one of the best nights in Twitter ever when they lost as a one seed. That was a really good fucking night.
Love it.
And so did Matt Painter.
Yeah, that was like middle of the day. I don't think was that a night game?
A night game. I was at a brewery when it happened and I was watching.
That's probably why I don't remember. I was probably at a bar. Part of the Legion. Yeah, I agree with all that shit.
All right. No, I do actually want to know, Jack, like one... I don't know, like lower seed that you have to the elite eight or somebody that's going to make a run that you think that can do that.
A double digit seed that I think is going to be feisty. I really like Boise. I have them losing to Marquette. Okay. So they don't go that far, but I think they're feisty enough where they could make that run and take down Marquette, especially if Tyler Kolek's injury is a lot worse than what Shaka Smart is letting on. Utah State's another team. New Mexico, I have making it to the Sweet 16. Nice. I think New Mexico's fun. BYU could give Iowa State trouble, and they could kind of put on a little bit of a show.
Shut your fucking mouth.
And get to UConn in the Elite Eight.
You just said you don't like big white teams. And now all of a sudden you like big white teams.
No. Big white is Wisconsin. BYU is old white and shooters. When you got four shooters on the perimeter, a lot of things can happen.
Old white shooters are what I call the vodka things I found on my dad's desk years ago.
No, I like that.
I'm trying to think of any. Tennessee, they're closely being on my shit list. Normally, you can't trust Rick Barnes in March. Nope. But can you trust Dalton Connect? Maybe.
Just one guy, though.
Yeah, he is. But if Tennessee loses in the first weekend this year, then next year, they are going to be on my shit list.
Just one guy, as I have him in my Final Four. It's
yeah.
I haven't set a bracket yet because I said I was home waiting on Plummer all day.
I quickly like buzzed through one earlier just to do it.
All right.
Have him in Final Four.
Are you a one bracket person?
No. I'm probably a five.
No, that's why I know you're a youth. Just you have one bracket.
Ted has this problem.
Here's
one
the thing.
Bracket. It's folded up in your wallet.
Let me defend myself on this. One bracket submitted to the groups. So I have a few groups that I'm a part of. That's the bracket that gets put in. There's one for that. And then you got the JMU bracket. I'm not crazy. I'm not a crazy fan.
I saw your post on Twitter earlier. Yeah.
JMU's not winning at all, but I got to get the engagement over on Twitter. So I'm going to make a JMU winning bracket. I'm going to make an upset bracket. I'm going to make a, you know, flip a coin bracket. I'm going to go and just quickly, don't even think about it. Just click who you think first gut feeling bracket. And then one of them will be good. And it won't be the one in the groups.
And it won't, it won't be the one that you actually tried on.
The one that that I have money riding on will be the worst.
I am I'm in this new contest, and like we'll leave on this. I'm excited. Like, so basically, I have to pick four teams in the first round, and if any of those teams lose, I'm out.
Oh, this it's is like fun. a survivor.
Yeah.
But then I cannot pick those four teams again.
Yep.
And it has to be two on each side of the bracket, and then on the next round I have to pick one on each side of the bracket. So I got to pick two teams. Same thing, either one of those teams lose, I'm out. And I cannot pick any of those teams going forward.
That's fun.
And you have to go until your last person's still standing. And after that second round, it's one team per round.
I like that a lot.
And I don't know how to, well, I mean, I can give them your email, $20 buy-in.
We can talk about it.
What's your strategy for that?
I don't know. Because I also want to spend like the last 5 minutes of us here, because I'm in charge of this podcast and no one's listening to me. What was your guys' strategy for that? Because you don't want to burn your one seeds, right? But you also don't want to go home.
No, I think I would probably start with, I don't know. I would start with the lower seeds, but also.
But if any of your teams, if any loss, you're done.
Yeah, but if you have any like potential like glass cannons or paper tight, whatever you want to call them, like high seeds that you think are going to lose, like you can use those fairly early too. I don't know.
You're playing with fire.
I mean, definitely. You definitely are. It's, be fun. That's why I said that's a lot of fun.
Also, I've got this part. If you run out of teams, you're also out.
You're done. Yeah. If you don't have any left, that would make sense.
I would pick all the two seeds.
Mm.
It's not often. We always talk about how 16s have only upset a one twice, but a 15's only upset a two a handful of times.
Yeah, so we know.
the thing about the one is like the one has happened two times in the last, 5 years now? Four years.
I would look at the odds or the probability that a one seed makes it to the Sweet 16, because then you could use the ones there, or you can vary it a little bit, but I would try and go as safe as possible without burning your ones in the first weekend.
Yeah. It's interesting. There's a lot of ways you could go about it.
Yeah.
Right. Like I said, I'm interested. I mean, I like gambling, obviously. That's why we're all here. I don't know what to like. But one loss and you're done. So you gotta be real careful, like that first six picks, right? And then you can be like,
oh, I hope you have teams that survive that you haven't picked yet.
Right. Like one, you could easily you can easily pick one of the playing games as one of your top first four. And let's hope you pick right.
Ooh. Yeah.
If you want to get ballsy. Everyone's there. All right. Anyways, thank you, Jack. I'm excited for your tweets. What is your handle?
At FITZ all the way. Fits all the way.
All right. He has to drink for 10 hours before his game ticks off on Friday night.
Godspeed.
are you doing shots in this 10 hours?
No, I'm not a shots guy. I'm a beer guy.
Well, that helps you. That might help.
There might be an old fashioned, maybe some bourbon sprinkled in there at some point. But for the most part, I think I'm going to stick to light beer.
Say light beer is a good idea to pace yourself leading up to that. That's for sure.
I love a good, like a double IPA, like a high alcohol, just hazy IPA. I think I have to stay away from them because that'll put me on my ass.
We just discussed how you got to be careful. Like, oh, yeah, good high, like 6% IPA. We're fine. I don't drink it.
So once I had a 9.1% IPA, I had two of them back to back, was double fisting them at a brewery, finished them both in probably 30 minutes. I was struggling. Yeah. I was hurting.
Yeah, I'm a craft beer guy. I know how that goes.
Struggling like Wisconsin. Gonna be struggling on Friday night. I'll see what I did.
Hell
there.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Ted Flint, Jake Voss, and I am going to next time. I've discussed this. I think I found an intern to help me with my exits. I'm not paying this poor bastard, but he's going to help me with my exit, say goodbye thing. I'm paying him in
someday to have an outro.
Yeah, I'm going to have an outro. That's what they call outro. We're going to work on it. We're working there. We're getting there. Next time on the next Back to Movies, I will be saying a good, fancy, hilarious goodbye. I promise. All right, Jack, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.